Okay, that was Yasmina. Okay, so we're all situated here, so we can just restart the intro. So, good morning and welcome back to the lounge. Currently 18 minutes off the schedule, but it's all right because of some technical difficulties. But we worked through it, and yeah. But hope everybody's doing all right. Here to introduce a special guest to you. No, I'm sorry. There's no special guest this time. I just assumed that everybody was kind of out of it from last night because I heard last night was pretty interesting with the Halloween weekend and everything. I couldn't do much because I had to work, unfortunately. And then I might do something tonight, but that really depends. Just because all week I've been waking up sick, and yeah, I feel like doing the activities that I would be doing if I did, I don't know, went out or whatever. I feel like that would not help the cause here. So, yeah, it's a little interesting situation. So, I don't know. Last night I came back and I just literally played guitar for like an hour and a half at like 1 in the morning, and I kind of made a lot of noise, so I feel bad. But it's okay. We might do it again actually. But yeah, hope everyone has a good Halloween. They did last Thursday, 2 days ago, and I don't know, I heard it was a fun time. I don't know if kids actually go trick or treating anymore. Now that's in some here, I don't really see that happen anymore because I don't think college kids really do that, but I'm wondering if people do it at home too. Just because I've seen a lot of like things on social media saying that kids don't trick or treat anymore, which is very interesting because I don't know, when I grew up, we did that every year when I was a kid, and it was always a good time. So I'm wondering if that's still the case, because who doesn't like free candy? Because free candy, especially the good kinds, like the chocolate candy bars and everything, they really make Halloween pretty special. I mean, come on, you're just here for the candy. Don't just be honest here. But yeah, when I was like working at the desk, I saw, people dressed up going out. So a lot of interesting costumes and stuff. So yeah, I saw. I don't know if you remember the kids' TV show from Nickelodeon. It's called iCarly. They had a guy who ran a smoothie shop on that show named Tebow, I think. Yeah, I saw some people dressed up as him, and it was kind of funny, because he's a funny character. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I think there's some events going on during the day, for the Halloween weekend. Unfortunately, I don't think I can attend any of those just because of school that I have to do. Plus, I also have to go back to work at the desk, 5 to 7. I think, yeah, it's 5 to 7. I'm just displaying my whole schedule out, but yeah, I hope everybody's had a good Halloween and is enjoying the weekend. I should promote this probably now in case I forget. Next weekend, my buddy Dylan's gonna come on, and it'll be us two. It'll be his first time on the show, and yeah, I went to high school with him, and I've known him for 4 years now, 5 years. So yeah, it's really exciting because I mean he's a senior, so he's obviously not gonna be here next year. But yeah, it's a good little intro. I'm just gonna keep playing music since it's by myself, and sometimes I can't really find things to fill in. But yeah, we'll play the next song called "Glow" by The Vacations. Okay, that was Glow. Pretty good song that I recently just discovered 5 days ago to the date. And I know this because that's what it says on the playlist. It says I added this to my liked songs 5 days ago. So, yeah, a little fun fact about there. But yeah, as I got the recording going, there's a soccer game on that I have on in the background. So it's ultimate multitasking here. But it is Liverpool versus Brighton. And Brighton is winning 1-0. So, there we go. And then my team, Chelsea, plays tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning against Manchester United. So that should be a really good game. Because the last time that we played Manchester United, we were literally about to lose. It was well past the stoppage time. So they played the 90 minutes and then the added time. And we scored two goals in the 10th and 11th minute of stoppage time. Really unbelievable to win 4-3 in the fashion like that. And I was actually in one of my classes. I was sitting kind of near the back, but whatever. And it was one of those one credit classes where it's not a whole lot to deal with. So yeah, I put it on and I was going crazy. Like I couldn't say anything. Cause I mean, there was a lecture going on and, I was just like inside. I was just going nuts. Cause I mean, that is something unbelievable that really happened. And I thought we were going to lose cause we were up 2-0. We were up 2-0 and then Manchester United scored three straight unanswered and I thought we were going to lose. So, and it's funny because it seems like we can never beat Man United, and that was like the first time we've won in a long time, I think, because normally we either drew the games or we lost. So, yeah, and we are away, so does make the game a little bit harder, but I believe that the team and the guys could bounce back after the loss on Wednesday. Lost, I think it was 2-0 against Newcastle, and it was a pretty poor performance. I didn't get to watch it, but I'm kind of glad because I heard it was really bad. So yeah, that's exciting. And also, speaking of soccer, we started up the Intramural League. We do have a game tomorrow, our second game, actually. And I believe we were talking about it last podcast or something, I think, with Will. That, we started it. We are 0-1 because we lost the first game, unfortunately. 6-5, I believe, was the score. So, yeah, it was kind of unfortunate. Some of the goals we let in were kind of soft, I'm not going to lie, so maybe we could do a little bit better on that, but either way, it's just intramurals. I did play well, so I can be proud of myself in terms of contributing to more than half of the goals. So, because I scored one, no, I scored twice, and then I assisted one, and it's kind of interesting because some of the assist that I had was actually really, really nice. It was probably better than my second goal. The first goal, it was just like I was through and I just pinged in the bottom right-hand corner from the left side of the penalty area. So that was nice. And the assist was we had a... So one of the one of my buddies on the team, Jackson, he has a roommate that he played soccer in high school, but he doesn't go to Marquette because he graduated from Illinois last year, so he's in my brother's grade. So he's out of college, and he's just working in Milwaukee. But he has he shares the house, like he's a roommate, so he's on that lease of one of my buddies, and we just kind of just finessed his way onto the team, just kind of giving him someone else's identification and stuff. And it would make a difference if he was just like an absolute stud, but no, he's a decent player and he definitely helps a lot, but I feel like it would just be unfair if He was just like a guy that played on the club team, or if it was a guy who was like on the actual team or played at a very high level. So he's a JV player is what he told me. And he's pretty good for a JV player, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, he made a diagonal run on the left wing. He was coming from kind of the sideline, and you just kind of make a diagonal run towards the goal, and I saw a gap in between these two defenders, and I was like, you know, why not? And so I just played a little ball right in between them, and he got his foot onto it and scored, so that was really nice. And then the third goal, I don't really remember much. It was just kind of, I think I just had space, and I just shot it, and it just went in, so it was kind of a lucky, I think, lucky goal. But either way, I mean, I thought that individually I played well, and some of the other guys on our team played well. So, I don't know. It's all for fun. But hopefully we'll win next week, because we'll have Dylan, who's going to be on here next week, as I said. He's one of the players on our team, and he's really good. So I'm assuming that next week we'll be talking about soccer, because, I mean, we played for a long time. And yeah, oh my gosh, you can hear the sniffles and like the, I wonder if my voice sounds different on the mic. But yeah, this is not the ideal activity to do when you have like a sore throat and stuff, but we'll work through it. And yeah, because I don't really like missing a time to do the radio show, because I mean, you only have couple more times left before you can't do it anymore, and yeah, you just gotta enjoy every bit of it. So, but yeah, if you're listening live, thanks for joining this morning, and I hope you're having a good Saturday morning. And then to those on Spotify, yeah, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate all the listeners and stuff. But I don't know. I was told that this is a good like kind of podcast to put on when you're like kind of studying, just because I think it might be just like kind of the calmness of it, and it's not really a whole lot going on, and since there's no like set goal in mind, and I emphasize this a lot, like not having a goal and just kind of going with the flow or whatever, I think that just kind of puts a kind of relaxing mood, just because it's a casual conversation. And you're kind of just like in the background hearing what's going on. Cause if I had questions and stuff and it was all official, which from time to time I could do that, but that's like more of like, you want to know what's like, you have like a special guest, or, I mean, all the guests that I bring on are special. I'm just saying, if it's someone like someone that you kind of need to prepare some questions, like they're very like interesting in what they do, or like they're a professional in something, or they run their own business and stuff, I feel like that's kind of the thing where you want to have some questions in mind just to talk about. But other than that, when it's my friends or whatever, just kind of people, you kind of go with it, and it usually is successful. I can't really think of a time when it wasn't successful. And let's see, the only time it's unsuccessful is if like the technology in here doesn't work, which is the case today, unfortunately, but we got it all figured out. So yeah, we can get into the next song here. We got Coldplay. There's another song that I discovered recently. I mean, Coldplay's been around for forever, but, you know, you still discover music from them because you don't listen to, like, all their full albums and stuff, but they got a couple good ones here, so we'll play the song called Strawberry Swing.
We were sitting on the
All right, and yeah, that's Strawberry Swing. I was telling other people about this song, and I was saying like this is probably the most like laid back and chill song you can probably ever hear, because it's kind of just a repeating formula there with the yeah repeating beat, and you can I don't know I don't even know it's just really good, and that's why I picked it out, because it was just a song that I've always wanted to play on the podcast. But yeah, oh my gosh, you heard that voice delay? But yeah, again, I'm just gonna keep promoting this. So next week, this is for the live people. If you don't know, if you just joined in, next week will be another guest podcast with Dylan Kupiec, so make sure to tune into that. But yeah, as kind of the weather gets a little colder here. This week there was a like almost an 80-degree day, which was very wild to me, because it was like a couple days prior to that, I was wearing like pants. I was actually wearing like I pulled out my jacket for the first time and I had to wear it. And then like 2 days later, it was like 80, so I was in like t-shirt and shorts and everything. And then now, like around this weekend, it's been more of on the cooler side. So I don't know, the weather's been kind of up and down, but it's pretty nice in the 50s today, especially when it's sunny. When it's sunny, I don't even know, it just makes everything feel better. So like I like wore the jacket on my way down here, and it was pretty warm, so I thought I'd need it just 'cause in the morning it's a little cooler. But yeah, we do change the time clock soon, so it will be getting dark at like 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock now, and then that's not always a good thing. For some, it's just like I don't know if any. I mean, the only benefit that you get out of it is that you get an extra hour of sleep, which I do need, so it definitely is a positive. But in terms of getting dark so early, I don't know, man. It's not ideal, 'cause I'm gonna have classes, and it's gonna be get. I'm gonna get out of the class. I'm gonna go into the class, and it's gonna be like light out, whatever. And then I'm gonna leave. It's gonna be dark out. So that is the depressing part. It's just not what you want to see, and yet it happens every year, and we say the same things every year. So it's just one of those times, you know. I think seasonal depression type. I don't even know what it's called. Like the I don't even. I don't really get affected by it, just because the. I mean, maybe the things that I'm saying are indicators of that, but I don't mind it. It's just kind of annoying. Like it's just always dark all the time, or like you wake up and it's dark. If you wake up early, so it's just less daylight, plus it gets cold and it is windy, and yeah, the past couple of days have been like really windy, so it's just something to deal with. But yeah, and shout out to the Milwaukee Scores program, which I'm a part of for this semester. We had a game day, which entailed three games from other Milwaukee public schools playing against each other. I had to ref one of the games. The game was it was a pretty close game, I would say, 11-0. So not really that close, but yeah, it was. I think the well, first of all, the team that did not score on the losing end of the team only had one sub, I think, or zero subs even. And the team that won had like a three or four. So they were subbing in and out. They had a good coach too. But it was just it came down to the point where the like there was a blue team and a green team, and the green team won, but the green team would score, and it would already be like 6-0. And I would be like, okay, guys, let's go to the center, do the kickoff again. So I'd give Blue the ball and blow the whistle, whatever. And they pass it to a teammate, and the Green would just swarm him and just take the ball and score. And that happened like 4 or 5 times in a row. And I felt really bad. I wanted to say, like, make sure to stay back, whatever, but you kind of just have to let him play. And, yeah, it was a very lopsided game. So I did feel bad, but then again, they had more players. Their players were a lot bigger. And, yeah, hopefully, I think we got 2 more game days left the next weekend and the following weekend. So hopefully we get a couple more close games. The weekend before, it was actually a really close game. It was a 1-0 win against, I think it was the same teams, I'm not going to lie, that I reffed. Maybe they had different players. But yeah, 1-0 game was kind of back and forth, which is what you like to see in a kid's game, just back and forth and them learning how to, like, the basic skills of soccer and stuff. And, yeah, if they like, miss a throw-in or they don't throw-in right, you kind of just instruct them. So it's like they're learning. And they definitely have improved, especially one of the schools. When I first got there, they were kind of just, like, kind of crazy and, like, kind of all over the place. But they're really good kids. And I enjoy going to their school on Mondays and Wednesdays for their practices, because although they do mess around, they're clowns, they do mess around kind of a lot, but they're actually good. And the thing is that I'm sad about is it's Hayes, bilingual school on the south side of Milwaukee, and I've never reffed one of their games, so I've never seen, like, them actually playing. But hopefully in the next 2 weeks I'll get one of their games. I might have to ask. But yeah, it's been pretty good so far. Yeah, sorry for the shorter podcast. I just had some technical difficulties here. But we did get this up, and I'm proud of that. We got this in, because I started the recording and none, like, music wasn't playing, like, nothing was working. So I'm glad we figured it out. And just got for the last, like, song, I just gotta find a pretty decent one just for just to leave everybody off on a happy note. And yeah, so we'll end here. We're gonna play an Oasis song called "I'm Out of Time," and I like this song, and I found it freshman year when I was studying, and I was like, holy, this is really good. So that's kind of the little backstory behind it. Again, apologize for the late start and shorter podcast, but we'll be back next week. Tune in with Dylan. We'll have a good time. So everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm hopefully by the next couple days I'll feel better. So, yeah. Everyone have a good day. So we'll see you later. Bye.